Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, 800-531-3815. Toll free coast to coast. I'm excited about Suzanne Mulvihill being with us, folks. Suzanne and I are old friends. We go back a ways. She and I have worked together on a couple of different things, including her participation in this show, bringing her energy and her wisdom and her passion to this show so she can share a little bit of it with you. Let me tell you a little bit about her. Suzanne's helped people all across the country to successfully transition into entrepreneurship. Many of you are doing that right now, and some of you have already done it, but you probably could use a little bit of extra energy, and she's going to provide that for us today. She's the author of a book that I'm really proud of for her. It's called Employee to Entrepreneur, The Employee's Guide to Entrepreneurial Success. She's our good friend. Suzanne, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim.
It's good to have you back, and it was fun seeing you last week when we were both in Washington, D.C. to help the SBA celebrate their 50th anniversary.
Yes, it was. It was a nice time.
Yeah, we had a good time, and congratulations on being one of the presenters there. You did a PowerPoint presentation, delivered one of the training sessions there. And folks, I don't know if you know this or not, but they don't just invite anybody to do that. You got to have your cornflakes together for the SBA to invite you to come and be a presenter like she was. And I heard a lot of good things about it, Suzanne, so congratulations.
Thank you, Jim.
Let's talk about entrepreneurial marketing. Now this is an interesting way that you put this together. We hear a lot about being entrepreneurial, and we hear a lot about marketing, but not too many people put those two words together in this way, and I want you to talk to us a little bit about that.
Sure. What I found, Jim, and as you know, I've counseled hundreds of entrepreneurs in all stages of marketing and business development, or that there were three other components that are critical to developing successful marketing as an mm-hmm. entrepreneur. And the first component is passion. And what I discovered is that passion, when we have as an entrepreneur that passion, it creates our uniqueness. And that uniqueness is what, in essence, creates the a successful marketing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's also what makes other people want some of it. They want whatever you can demonstrate you have in the way of passion is contagious, isn't it?
Correct. Absolutely.
And other people want a piece of that. They want to glom onto it, don't they?
That's what I've discovered. And yeah. It's being the leader of the pack in a sense that mm-hmm. that by using our passion we can create that uniqueness.
Well, and one of the things though I found is that a lot of entrepreneurs have passion. But I will say that it's important if you can identify that you have that, because some people don't know what they want to be passionate about, and that's really kind of a break point there, isn't it? Until they find out what they're passionate about.
Correct. But, I talk about that in my book. Mm-hmm. This is a chapter on discovering your passion, so you can understand how you create. We each create our own individual uniquenesses.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's the first component, was passion. The second one was vision.
Mm-hmm.
When entrepreneurs have a vision and they're able to articulate it, and when I would talk to entrepreneurs and I'd say, well, where do you see yourself in 3 years or 5 years? And the more detail an entrepreneur had in what it looked like, the better chance they had of getting there, because the vision then creates the plan, whether it be it a marketing plan or a business plan. It's where are you going to go and how are you going to get there? That was the second component that I had discovered besides passion.
The thing about vision, it seems to me, Suzanne, is you need to have your vision in three different forms. One is the long form, which is your business plan. It could be 5 pages long or 50 pages long.
Right.
And that's everything you'd ever want to know about your vision. And the second one is maybe we call it the executive summary vision. And that's maybe that if somebody asks you to tell them your vision, it would happen over maybe a 5 or 10 minute conversation, and you'd explain to them the nuts and bolts basically are of what your vision is, and then the other form is the elevator speech vision,
mm-hmm.
where you could say the whole thing in maybe 10 seconds, maybe 6 seconds. And what I found is that it helps me in my own business. It helps me personally, not just to communicate to other people, but it helps me to sort of stay on track if I can break my vision into those three categories. What do you think?
That's fabulous, Jim. And I think that really leads to the third component. It's a beautiful segue in, because the third component is focus.
Well, you know, Suzanne, they call me the king of segue around here. You knew that.
I mean, that was beautiful. The way you described having the long-term vision, then the, you know, more of a one-page executive summary, and then an elevator speech, a 10-second commercial per se. But that focus is, and that's where the third area that I spent a lot of time with clients is developing focus, because the focus and staying on track is what generates results.
And the problem, though, for entrepreneurs, Suzanne, is the passion is the revving engine that sometimes gets out of focus, doesn't it?
Correct. Without a doubt. There's no question. I worked with one woman for 8 months that had so much passion, and she was completely out of focus. You know, so these three components have to work. They're not mutually exclusive in the sense they have to be connected,
right.
Subsets of each other.
Right.
Because in 8 months after working with her on developing her focus, and again, we talk about, she's in my book about this whole prioritizing, et cetera.
Right.
She generated more money in the first quarter after 9/11 than she did in the entire prior year,
mm-hmm.
from working on becoming focused.
Right.
She has a successful modeling agency in South Florida.
Wow.
Very international.
Well, you know, we just spoke with the lady last week who's in the shoe business.
Mm.
And I don't mean the shoe business. She's in the fashion business for women in golf. And she thought they thought that they could conquer the male golf fashion industry. And what they found out was they were really good at women's fashion in golf wear, but they weren't so good in men's fashion. And they almost lost their company. They didn't focus.
Interesting.
They didn't stick to the knitting. They didn't focus on what they were good at.
Well, there's a couple of other components, Jim, in coming up with new ideas that generate the results when we take it down to another level. So we have the passion, vision, and focus individually,
mm-hmm.
that create the uniqueness, the plan, and the results. And then results are also what I believe they're generated through. Another way of looking at it is creativity,
mm-hmm.
which is the combination of the above with demand. Kind of like what
you're
talking about.
Hold on to that thought. Hold on to that thought, Suzanne.
Sure.
We're going to take a quick break, folks.
Okay,
we got
great.
More to come. I told you we'd have fun when Suzanne Mulvihill joined us. She's the author of Employee to Entrepreneur. And when we come back, we're going to let her give us her website. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our good friend Suzanne Mulvihill. Let me spell her name for you, folks. Mulvehill. Mulvihill, just like it sounds. Suzanne, with a Z and two N's. And Suzanne, we desperately need to know your website, please.
It's Jim. It's Profit, P-R-O-F, as in Frank, I-T, dash, like a hyphen, strategies, strategies.com.
Okay, and what do we find when we get there?
Well, it has a list of my services of speaking, writing, and consulting, and also I have a free newsletter with entrepreneurial and marketing tips, and I would be glad.
How often does that come, Sam?
It's monthly.
Monthly,
it's every
okay.
month.
So,
and
so
I'm getting
subscribe?
Ready to add a new. I'm sorry.
Well, I said they can subscribe for free on your website.
They can subscribe for free, and if they sign up now, you know, with making mention of, you know, with a comment about Jim's show, the SBA Small Business Advocate. I'll give them a free 127 ways to market your business for little or no money.
And this is a product that she sells, folks, so she's making that available to you for free. All you got to do is tell her when you subscribe to her newsletter, just tell her that you heard about her on my show. And I want to thank you for that. Thank you for making that available, Suzanne. We like free around here. So
you're welcome, Jim.
but thank you for that very much. Okay, let's get back to the creativity aspect of this entrepreneurial marketing, and where does that lead us?
Well, the creativity, it, in and of itself, it's not enough. I mean, you have to combine it with demand trends
right.
and a strategy. So we can have very creative ideas.
So you're saying that this wonderful idea I've got, this thing that my mother says is the greatest thing in the world, that everybody talks about how creative I am, you mean that's not enough?
No.
Oh.
Not in my experience.
Oh. You mean somebody has to want what I make?
Somebody's got to want it, Jim.
What? Boy, what a revelation. I didn't know that.
You know, I give an example. I gave this at the SBA, at the conference this past weekend, of a pendulum. And I had one client on one end of the pendulum who spent less than $100 on an ad and got enough results to fill up, you know, more than she expected from her that one ad. And on the other end, I have somebody spent $5,000 on an ad and got zero.
Right.
What was the difference between the two?
The content.
The difference was the content. The difference was there was a demand for the services, and there was a strategy in how they implemented even what newspaper they put the ad in.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying? Then how do you explain Britney Spears? That's what I want.
That's another show.
Yeah, that's another show. You're right about that. Talk about anyway. But the thing is that you're right, because I mean a lot of people get the idea that they've got an idea for something and they want to make it available, but what they haven't done is they haven't tested it to find out if anybody else likes it.
And complete some research. I mean,
yeah.
I've actually, you know, you can go to these college libraries, and there are databases at the library. People always say, why should I go to the library versus just using the website, the internet? Well, the difference is when you go to a college, you know, a large library or a college library, they pay for databases. So instead of just looking at one newspaper to do a search, you can actually put a search term in and do a test of 150 newspapers at one time. So I always direct people to a public library to do research, to evaluate demand trends.
Right, exactly. And so then we have the creativity. We've identified that there's demand, but then we got to know what to do with it, don't we?
Exactly. You've got to create a strategy for implementation.
All right. What's that look like?
What does that look like? A strategy for implementation. I'll give you an example. The one client that was successful that I've in one end of the pendulum, she taught language, the language of English, and here in South Florida, which is highly populated with very multicultural, there was a high demand trend for English speaking, people learning English, and there was also a high demand trend for nurses here in South Florida. There was a nursing shortage.
Right.
So she combined the two, teaching English and teaching them a skill, CNA training, Certified Nursing Assistant training, and placed an ad in a Portuguese-speaking newspaper here in South Florida. And that one ad that was less than $100 that reached a market of maybe 50 to 100,000 people versus millions, but a targeted market, generated enough people to fill the entire first class.
Wow.
So sometimes it's easiest to explain that strategy in an example, because had she placed an ad in an English-speaking newspaper, even though she would have reached, you know,
who knows?
10 times the number of people.
Right.
It wouldn't have worked.
It wasn't focused, was it?
It's targeted. So it has. You have to make sure.
Got to be focused and targeted on targeted. That's the word I should have used. It wasn't targeted on the right people, and that's one of the biggest mistakes that small business owners make.
And limiting the assumptions. It doesn't have to be like shooting a dart with your eyes closed.
Right.
You know, and a lot of people, the example that I gave with the person that spent $5,000 on one ad, they assumed that their market was in New York City. They made that assumption and placed an ad thinking, well, it's going to reach 5 million people in the Sunday's newspaper.
Turns out they were wrong, huh?
They were wrong, and it cost $5,000 to make that assumption.
Right, and all they had to do was think about who they wanted to reach and do a little research.
Do a little research, formulate a strategy, don't just go place an ad.
Suzanne, give us your website one more time.
It's Profit, P-R-O-F, as in Frank, I-T, dash, that's a dash, not a,
right.
a hyphen, strategies, strategies.com.
Suzanne, thank you very much. Folks, don't forget to subscribe to her newsletter. It comes once a month, and she's going to send you a nice, some tips on marketing. Suzanne, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim. It's my pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Suzanne Mulvihill, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Employee to Entrepreneur. Don't forget to check her book out, too. Got to go for just a few minutes. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.